fish or cut bait is a popular phrase I remember hearing my dad use, literally, when we were fishing. Basically, what it means is you have to make a decision and be productive when fishing, either fish to catch a fish or go cut bait and catch more fish later. Another interpretation means to either fish or cut your line and move on to something else. Either way, it means you have to make a decision and not drag things out. I would often fake fish with my dad because I wasn't all that interested in fishing, but I also didn't want to disappoint him. I was a lot more interested in spending time with him and getting some sun, so I would just toss my line in the water and not really keep my eye on it. This drove my dad crazy. Relationships can take a fish or cut bait turn as well. Sometimes we hear this phrase used in a romantic relationship when the couple must consider marriage or splitting up. But fish or cut bait could be applied to any relationship. Before you drag out a relationship that's going nowhere, cut ties and move on. When it is obvious to you that a relationship is over, it's best not to drag it out, but rather discuss it openly with the person and move on. Just like I was fake fishing with my dad because I didn't want to hurt his feelings, we can all be guilty of staying in relationships or in job positions and no longer being productive or active participants in these relationships. The pitch challenge today: purge a relationship from your life that is no longer serving you. Don't keep relationships or positions just to hold on to an image. This is not easy to do, but is very freeing once you do it and build your integrity. Admitting to yourself when a business or personal relationship or position is over takes a lot of courage, but it also allows you to grow as a person and become who you really want to be or get to that next level. Others will respect you for your fish or cut bait approach to life. I remember when I finally admitted to my dad that I didn't really like fishing, but I enjoyed spending time with him on the boat. This declaration not only took the pressure off of me to pretend to fish in order to spend time with him, but it strengthened our relationship as I made a clear and conscious decision to spend time with my dad, showing him it wasn't the activity I was interested in, but my interest was solely with him.